This is Pirate RC. I'm in West Virginia at Class 6, just before the Mountain Stage Show. I'm here with Robert Schaefer and Johnny Statz. How you guys doing?
Fine. Just glad to be here.
Doing great. Just finished supper.
Oh, yeah.
So you're full and ready to go?
Oh, gosh. We'll have to work off this food first, and then we'll be ready to play fast.
So have you guys done the Mountain Stage program before?
No, numerous times, probably. I don't know, I've done it since the early 80s off and on. I started in 83, and I've been on probably in some format a dozen times.
Yeah,
and Johnny's been on probably,
yeah. Well, I've been on it, my gosh, probably about 4 or 5 times.
So. Yeah, at least.
Yeah, we're really excited. It's great to come down here and get to work with the Mountain Stage people, and they're fine folks that, of course, it's not too far of a drive for us. We're just about an hour away from here, so we live right here in West Virginia. So this is real nice for us.
Were you both born and raised in West Virginia?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm, great.
Yeah. I've been here now for 37 years. I love the state, and thought, just why move? You got the mountains and everything right here. Nice people, plenty of bluegrass picking going on. So this is right downtown.
You're both award-winning musicians, first of all, as far as like with the pig guitar and
yeah,
for you, Johnny Wright.
We're legends, legends in our own mind. What do you think, Robert?
I think I'm going to leave that alone. You seem to be handling that real well.
Robert, he's won the National Flat Top Picking Champion now twice and on the guitar. So, and we've both competed in a bunch of contests, earlier through our life. And got to meet a lot of nice people that way and learn a bunch of different new tunes and just keep up with what's all going on in the picking scene. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, we
just meeting other people. Like today, there's a couple of bands on here we've heard of, but we've not heard. So this is kind of a new experience. We get to meet some great players that you didn't even know existed.
Different styles of music. They're bringing their style here to the Mountain State, what we call here in West Virginia, and music here in West Virginia, you kind of relate to the fiddle and the dulcimer and the old banjo and all the mountain music. But we got a big lineup here today, and I think we're playing everything from gypsy jazz today to bluegrass. So I mean, we're real excited about this.
No, it's definitely quite a lineup. Mm-hmm. So how did you guys? What did you start playing? Did you start just playing acoustic guitar, just regular strumming, and then
I started playing piano, actually, but I didn't really like it.
Like Mozart.
I was classical piano, and I didn't care for it much. And I wanted to play guitar, and it was, just pretty much strumming along with country records. And mainly it just kind of progressed from one style to another. I started hearing some bluegrass guys and some old-time guys. And, you just add a little bit as you go along. You pick up something from this person and something from that person and kind of develop your own thing with it.
I started out on mandolin.
Okay.
My dad bought me a mandolin when I was a young kid, and I just basically took off on that and then translated over the guitar and then a little bit on the fiddle and bass, and just started keeping with the stringed instruments. Just something about stringed instruments is what I like, and it just caught my ear, and I've been doing it now for, my gosh, I'm 37 now. I'm an old man, Robert.
Yeah, you're looking old.
I am. I got gray in my hair and everything, buddy. But, I see myself 20 or 30 years from now still playing the mandolin. I mean, maybe with a cane. I don't know. I'll still be playing bluegrass music.
So picking is really hard on your fingers, though, right? I mean.
Yeah, you toughen them up. I mean, we've got calluses on our left hand, but that just comes from, just do it. I mean, when you start out, your fingertips are soft, and you'll play a few days or a few hours actually, and it gets really tender. But they build up. It's like anything else, like building muscles up.
Yeah. Now I work for UPS. Now you talk about something hard on a fella right there is, but I've been there for 20 years, and I kind of like playing music a little bit. It's a little easier than lugging all those boxes.
A little easier on you?
Yeah, but like Robert said, it will build the calluses up on you. But, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun. I mean, just like smoking a cigarette or something. You just can't lay that instrument down.
Right.
It becomes addictive.
Addictive, right.
Yes, it does, and my wife will vouch for that.
Does she ever ask you to stop playing?
A couple times, more than once, I think.
A couple times a day, maybe?
Maybe a couple times an afternoon. You can't hear the TV, be quiet or something. But no, I'm a big fan of acoustic music, and I've always been a big fan of that. And me and Robert, to get a chance to come out here and do this duet, this is a lot of fun. We actually do this duet a bunch out on the road, and it allows us to go out and meet new people and play, in other performances with them, and it's a good thing. Plus, the traveling one is light, isn't it, Robert? Yeah. He just got his guitar, and I got my mainland.
Yeah. Oh, so that's easy.
Sound check usually takes 2 minutes.
Yeah, we sound checked probably less than 10 minutes today.
Yeah, I mean,
that really makes it.
Actually, you guys did tell us I was at sound check for most of the time, and you were the quickest, just
in
and out.
We got it down to an art. I mean, you just put the mainland.
Don't say that until we play tonight.
That won't be a sound check. You had to.
Just grab up there and hit a couple right there with the mandolin and guitar, and it's. You don't have the full band or whatever. It just makes a nice light sound.
So, is it challenging playing that fast and keeping together?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, pretty well got to know where you're going on your next move. But, I mean, after you've been picking that music for as long as we have, I mean, we're old. I mean,
it's a lot of repetition, though. I mean, just doing it. I mean, because you really don't have time to stop and think about it.
Mm-hmm. Just got to play.
You just got to play.
Well, have you been in a situation where you're playing with another partner and it's just a disaster?
Oh, absolutely, all the time.
Yeah, that's when you get up and hit them or do something like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's common. I mean, if you get out and play with other folks, you're going to have that because it's not always going to jive.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of live for the moments when it does.
Yeah.
That's the trick.
And we like to improvise, so we don't usually play the same thing over and over.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what makes it fun. I mean, you might hit it one day and you might miss it the next day, but that's all part of music, and that's what makes it fun.
Exactly.
But do you two tend to jive really well just from the start, or did it take a lot of work between you two?
No, this particular duet thing kind of came up by accident. We were asked to go up to New York City by a mutual friend, and we really didn't know, what we were going to come up with financially. So we decided, well, we'll try this, but we don't know if we can afford to pay an entire band.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and did a few jobs, and it worked really well. It just fell in place. And there are certain situations where you need more, more musicians. We played a party last night. We played actually a bluegrass festival yesterday, and having two or three other members helps. It gives it a much bigger sound, but for like intimate things like venues and small parties and everything like that, this works real well.
Plus, it's good on the pocketbook.
Because it's just you two.
Just us.
Yes, that's
it. What is it, like a 30-70 split?
So yeah, it is probably about 90-10. Robert usually gets 90.
And you get 10?
Nah.
And you go to UPS?
Nah, it's usually 50-50.
Yeah.
But I've been off work now due to a back injury. And this is giving me a lot of time to play music, and it's a lot of fun. We play every weekend, though. And then, I think it's a lot funner than working, don't you, Robert?
Absolutely. Seriously, there's a lot of work involved in it.
Oh,
you
sure.
It's like you don't just show up and do your 15 minutes and leave. We've been here, several hours today, to make sure the sound is cool. And, we know when we're going to play and when we need to leave and all that stuff.
A lot of strenuous. It's tough, though. We're making do with it.
So you guys went on a trip to Paris, right, together?
It was actually, passed through Paris. It was in the south of France. It was a place called Toulon, I believe.
Toulouse. No,
it wasn't. It was Toulins. I think it's
that's where it was.
Yeah. We played a festival there, and then we passed through Paris on the way to and from.
Now, he wanted to, I heard this from a source, that Johnny was interested in seeing a specific building in Paris, or specific...
I think he was wanting to see the Leaning Tower, and I said, I think in the wrong neck of the woods.
I tell you what, I never was good in history. Flunked it, but...
Not geography either.
I told Robert said, we're in the wrong neck of the woods for that, Johnny.
Did you end up seeing the Eiffel Tower at least?
Yeah,
we seen some kind of thing here.
We saw the Eiffel Tower. We actually saw.
I don't know what it was, but we seen it.
Yeah, it was a great trip. We got to see. You know, we really didn't know what we were seeing at the time, other than the Eiffel Tower. But it was really nice.
We went to Taiwan. I went to Taiwan in '95 too and played music.
Yeah.
And buddy, we had a good time there too. We was there for 3 months.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they loved us, and we had a good time. We lost a lot of weight over there. I did.
Oh, from.
But I just couldn't get used to that kind of food. But I mean, it's good food, I reckon. But I mean, I'm used to good old meat and taters here in West Virginia.
They had dog meat, didn't they?
I think it was the year of the dog when we was over there. So
I'm not kidding either.
It was. It was the year of dog, and it's hard to tell what I ate. It's hard to tell what I ate, Robert.
Yeah. I hated. I missed that trip.
I know. Robert wasn't on that one, but I was, and it was a lot of fun, though. But the music has took us a lot of places. I mean, you know. And but it's, you know, we'd never got to go on none of that if it wasn't been music related.
Right.
So there's it's been a good thing for us, you know, to have. And glad I studied the mandolin when I was a young kid. Got to take me a lot of places in this world.
Yeah. For sure. So I got a couple questions for you guys just about, like, your first musical experiences. What was the first album that you bought?
Oh, I can't even remember that.
We are old. How?
I really can't remember that. I mean, I listened when I was a kid, 8 or 10, 8, 9, 10 years old. I listened to Johnny Cash. That's what inspired me to want to play guitar, because I could kind of figure out what the guy was doing on the record. You know, so that would probably be one of my earliest ones.
Did you say Johnny Stats?
No, not him. No.
Okay. No. I could have swore you said Johnny Stats.
No,
did you?
I thought he did, but then I realized what he meant.
No. The other famous Johnny.
Okay, the other
famous. The other Johnny,
guy.
Yeah.
But they got
that guy.
But I listened to Bill Monroe. Bill Monroe was the first record I ever had. And I wanted to learn to play the mandolin like Bill Monroe. And I'm sure that every mandolin player out there has pretty well said the same story.
Yeah, I just heard the same thing actually from King Wilkie.
If you you talk about 95% of the mandolin players, probably the first one they started listening to was Bill Monroe. And he pretty well wrote the book on bluegrass mandolin. So, I mean, that's where I basically started from there.
Do you remember the first show you went to, first concert? Or one of the first ones that you remember going?
I remember the first one I went to was over to Jackson County Fairgrounds, and the governor was there, and he done the square dancing while we done the singing, so I was probably about that big. Well, I was a wee little, and had me a big old black cowboy hat on.
You got any pictures of that?
Yeah, I got pictures
of it. I'd like to see that.
I tell you what, I was about that. I come up to about your knee right there, a little bit up to
the
waist right there.
So showing about like 3 feet tall.
Yeah,
yeah.
3 feet tall. It was a Kodak moment. I was real nervous, you know, your first show, you know, you're really tensed up. But, you know, it's after that, it's just pretty easy. You know, the more times you do it out here on stage, the more you're comfortable with it. You don't get the jitters.
Yeah, sure. But you remember...
one of the first shows I ever saw and played was in a little community building in the town where I grew up. And they had like a monthly bluegrass and country show. You know, people, you know, they had bands come in, 3 or 4 bands on Saturday night. And at the end of the night, they would let some of the locals get up and have a jam session before they shut the show down. That was really probably my first picking experience out in public other than maybe playing in church. Mm-hmm. And that's been, over 30 years ago.
30 years.
Yeah, over 30, probably closer to 35.
We're old.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, you guys are still young.
Yeah. But they, it's been a good musical journey for us. I mean, I'd recommend playing music to anybody out there, young kids, anybody. It don't even necessarily have to be young or, you know, you're never too late in life to start playing music.
As long as you have fun.
That's all it's all about.
Yeah.
If you have fun, enjoying what you're doing, you write a song and it pleases yourself, that's all that matters.
If it makes a million, that's cool too.
Yeah, we made a CD there the other day. It fell way short of selling $1 million.
Yeah, we haven't crossed that million mark yet.
Yeah. maybe you got to pass on or something.
When you get famous, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, have someone make a movie about you. Just start writing it now.
Exactly.
Now, listen, here's what you do. Just tell them, just go ahead and make a movie of us one of these days when we pass on. Maybe I look down from above and see it or something.
But you won't be able to get the check then, though.
No, no, the check ain't going to matter then, is it?
No, it never does. All right, well, thanks a lot, you guys, and good luck tonight.
Well, thank you, and all we'll have a blast.
Yeah.
We're going to get into our cowboy hats now.